So Mr. Mayor processes down towards the church, and although that is the grand start of the St. Mary's Churchyard weekend, it is only just the start, and so I think an awful lot more is then going to take place. So some of the other events that will be happening, please, over the weekend.
Well, when they arrive at the church, there will be many events happening in the churchyard. The first one of all, to greet the Lord and the Lady of the Manor and the whole procession. I'm hoping to have Elizabethan dancers. That one's not quite round yet, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we will still get it organised in time. They'll do a display dance for the, that's in the planning, for the Lord and the Lady, and then that will be there will be opening of the ale, the presentation of the ale.
Which I think is also worth clarifying. So, having explained, this is the St. Mary's Church Ale, and no, it's not a beer festival in the churchyard, obviously, but there is alcohol involved. I think there's a fascinating story here.
Well, it's Sticklegs Brewery of Elmstead Market.
A local brewer, very local brewer.
Very local, yes, who will be brewing the special St. Mary's Ale. The whole weekend is called the Wibno Church Ale, but the beer brewed for the occasion is going to be called St. Mary's Ale. And yes, there's going to be not vast quantities of it, because in fact it is a token kind of thing. There will be enough for quite a number of people to have a pint, but you know, it's not like a camera event. It's not a drinking fest. It's not a beer festival in the church. The ale name is really, you have to keep in mind that that's the name of the whole event. So, yes, there will be bottles with special labels, there will be collection items, there will be presentation items, there'll be lovely presents to give to your friends who had to miss the event, and it will be nice home Sticklegs ale, so it will be real ale.
And so whilst people are having their bottle of St. Mary's ale, what other kind of events can they be watching? And so it's got very much, as the tradition probably dictates, quite a medieval feel to it. Lots of tradition, lots of crafts, I imagine, taking place. And hopefully events also that are going to embrace the whole community, especially younger folk.
And I've made it clear on the website that it's not obligatory to come in costume if you want to be in the entourage, in the Lord and Lady's procession. But of course, the more people who do dress up, the more it's going to be a special and enjoyable event. And the thing is that I believe the schools will just have been to Kentwell Hall as part of their activities. So many of them will have the kind of clothes that would be very suitable to wear during the procession. In the churchyard we've got such activities going on as rope making. We've got Des Pawson, who I didn't quite realise actually, but when I was reading over stuff again recently, I noted that he's world famous apparently for his rope and knot work, and he's coming to do a rope walk and to make it's an interactive thing, and children will be able to make their own skipping ropes and take away.
Which I think is really quite fantastic, because yes, times do change and we all move along with them. But Wivenhoe has got a history of making ropes. So of course, there's the old ropery up towards the cross. So bringing that skill back towards the town, it has got a real local relevance to it.
It has. There's still ropery cottages up at the cross. And yes, there was a rope walk there. And Des Pawson actually knows Wivenhoe because of the knottage and because of the sailing and shipping connection, yes.
And I gather that there's also possibly some archery taking place.
Now, that we had to abandon, unfortunately. Yes, that was at the more ambitious end of the planning. But
it was fine for the medieval health and safety, but not quite modern day, yes.
And also it would have had to take place on the King George Field. And in the end, as the plans developed, we realised that splitting the event in that way between the churchyard and the playing field might not have been the best idea.
I think it's quite wonderful because that is obviously a central location in the town. One of a fair few, but certainly with local businesses there, and so with the deli being there and the Tudor tea rooms and the barbers and the fruit and veg shop. And so I gather just really by having that part of the town opened up for this weekend, local traders are also going to benefit from this because it will hopefully bring people down towards the front and they'll be there spending money, hopefully in the sunshine. So it should really be good for all local businesses in the town.
It's very much the idea that they also benefit. For instance, Nigel of the corner, I don't know what it's called
now. On the corner cafe.
On the corner cafe. I saw him recently, asked how he would be placed to supply whatever ice cream might be needed on the day. And he can do that. And yes. So I've been talking. The first time I approached all the traders down the town, introducing this event and what it might imply for them on their day, not just by way of maybe gained trade or increased footfall, but also because we're talking about road closures, of course. So I saw them in April and I had a uniformly positive response from all of them. It was really marvellous, actually.
Yeah, because it sounds like the kind of event, Marika, where really for it to work we need the whole community on board and to accept this. I guess in the same way that Mayfair works as well, and so people do respect it and everyone tries to get together and working towards a common goal. So you've also talked about going into the schools. Have they both been quite supportive and have you been able to actually put in place contacts and networks there?
Not so much networks. They've been very helpful in accepting flyers to put in children's school bags. That's the way they do it up at Broomgrove. In Millfield, everything goes electronically. So we're really dependent on Millfield parents reading their email and their electronic newsletters. But we're not finished yet with leafletting them. We've leafleted them with the general information about the ale and then subsequently especially about the best costume competition, because there is a best costume competition for children. There's three categories they can enter, and there's a prize, a money prize, for the winner and the runner-up in each category. And we've been very fortunate in having the Queen's Jubilee Youth Trust, the Queen's Jubilee Wivenhoe Youth Trust, putting up the prize money for us.